Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Good start to the week to get some good news in the Las Cruces Sun News. And this is a story that we have been actually talking about on this segment now for some time. It's your cover story this week, an update on one of the biggest projects in our region in some time, $400 million. You know, I knew this was big. I guess I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, when you think about it. Because to put it in perspective, the spaceport is just a little bit more than $200 million. So, and that's such a big deal. But south of us, as many people know, Union Pacific is building an intermodal facility. And what that means is it's a place where trains pull in and trucks pull in, and then all the freight is taken from the train to the trucks. And then the trucks go out on their merry way. There's, you know, Union Pacific has these across the country, different ones, and this will be a big one. And it's not just that, it's also going to be a sort of a diesel refueling place for trains and for trucks, I guess, I don't know. And also a place where crews can change places and stuff. So a really big facility. The interesting thing is that late summer they broke ground last year and have been working. But I guess a lot of people are saying, well, when's construction going to start? Because you really don't see anything. And if you can picture, we're at Santa Teresa a little bit, for those who've been down there, there's the they have the Santa Teresa Country Club, and then a little bit farther back, there's a industrial park and then a little airport back here. Well, the facility, the intermodal facility, comes right up back behind there. And so a lot of people just don't see anything going on. But right now, it's about a 12-mile project spread out. And there's about 170 workers who go out there every day and are working. And
wow.
I took a train ride last week. Right? Union Pacific took us and several people up, more than several, maybe about 60 people. We went up and went right past it. And some places you could really see work going on, and some places it just sort of looked like brown with a little earth mover moving around every once in a while. But there is work going on. It's happening, and people are getting employed. I guess a lot of their subcontractors are from, you know, within the state and even within the county. And it's going to keep going. It's expected to be done in 2015, and then there'll be hopefully permanent jobs as well.
So. And that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, we've got 170 people in that neighborhood that are working on this project now for construction jobs. What are we looking at in terms of that 2015 number for permanent jobs?
Yeah, and that 170 is also will change too. As it goes through different phases, they'll need either most likely more workers, but potentially less at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
It's 170 right now. And there's talk of, you know, in the 300 to 400 range for employees. Now, some of those are going to be transfers because right now the intermodal facility is in El Paso.
Ah, okay. So
it's smaller, and they're moving it out to, you know, Santa Teresa. So there'll be people, El Paso employees, who will have the opportunity to come out there and work. So you got to figure a fair amount of them will.
But it moves to the New Mexico payroll,
right,
which, of course, is not only good for the region, but it's good for the state of New Mexico because of the fact that we have, of course, an income tax, a state income tax, one of the revenue sources for the state of New Mexico. So good news indeed for the state.
And one more interesting thing about it, too, is like Union Pacific spoke about when they built one of these places in Illinois someplace, Home Depot moved in and put a big warehousing place right beside it. So that's what they're hoping to see here, too. Other facilities will say, hey, well, what a great place to put, you know, a warehousing place of our own right next to this intermodal yard. And that could, of course, add it even to many, many more jobs for locals.
Okay, well, let's hope. Very exciting project, and next time there's a train ride, you've got to tell me, Brooke, because I didn't get an invite on this. I feel a little left out.
I was talking to my wife about it, and I had to spell things out in front of my 2-year-old. He is obsessed with trains.
I bet. Lots of kids are. All right. Well, I know kids are obsessed with treats too, and some of us who are some of us who are not kids, because I love treats. Haven't been a kid for a while, but your profile this week, you've got some folks who make some dandy stuff.
Yeah, there's new business called Three Crosses Kettle Corn and Gourmet Treats, and it's on 1309 East Loman. And it's these three people. It's husband and wife, Margaret Gilbert, and her husband, John, and their friend, Stacy Leach, who's they've been together. I'm sorry, Jay. Jay's husband is Jay Warden and Margaret Gilbert. And Stacy Leach, who's a decorator and a longtime friend and partner. And they've worked down at the farmer's market for quite some time, selling flavored popcorn and lemonade-flavored kettle corn, and they decided to open up their own shop. And they got a bunch of stuff going on in there. And they just opened, but you can get kettle corn and brownies and mini fruit pies, which are pretty neat looking. I like the idea of you take a pie and you just shrink it way down.
Oh, yeah.
But in cake pops, which are, I guess are becoming very popular, they look like lollipops, only at the end is cake, and that you can design them any which way you want. So this is a group who's, you know, they went from just working outside and selling things outside to actually having their own place. So
and we'll it's see. Three Crosses Kettle Corn and Gourmet Treats, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting. And the What's New has a variety of things. And I don't see, my goodness, this is the first. I don't see food in there. So maybe
no,
that's
really.
Why we have food in the profile.
Well, there is a gas station. You know,
yeah, they have food at the gas station. That's right.
I understand this place has hot dogs and Frito pie and all kind of neat stuff. But it's Diamond Shamrock gas station that used to be on 1401 East Loman Avenue, which is right between Loman and Amador, sort of right where C-Senior is located. It was torn down, and then a nice big Valero corner store was built. And Valero's been doing this. They've been slowly taking Diamond Shamrock and rebranding them as Valero and building these brand-new nice buildings. And it's a lot bigger. If people can remember what that Diamond Shamrock was like, this is a lot bigger. And now they've finally opened last week. And they have all new gas pumps and an all new store with all kind of stuff you would expect in a convenience store. Food and coffee and snacks and everything else. Sun News, of course. So that's open. It's right across from a fairly brand new Pickwick we've talked about a while as well, too. So they're right across the street from each other. Open Telstra is a nice big building. It has a sign on it finally. It says Power Center. A lot of people keep asking me what it is. I've written about it a couple times. And Power Center is this business here in town that sells motorcycles and scooters and brush cutters and ATVs and all kind of stuff. And that's going to be their new location. It's been delayed. They wanted to be in there already. There's been some delays, so it might be clear till next month until they get in there. But I thought it was time for an update since I get asked about it a lot. And real quick, Urgent Care Center over on Picacho. I've mentioned this before. Memorial Medical Center is opening it. It's in the Citizens Bank building there in Picacho. And there's no new news right now about that. Some people have been asking me, so I thought I'd put that in. It'll be open sometime this year, but they don't have an opening date yet.
Okay. And I only have about 15 seconds, so all okay. You can do is the subject of the Babbling Brook.
Yes, there's a bunch of weird things that can act as economic indicators, whether it's men's underwear or the sale of nail polish or even white paint, divorce rates, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. So we'll check out economic indicators and much more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Thanks, Brooke.